October 5. The Lord is my helper. He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hebrews 13:5-6. We must fight every day, every hour, the good fight of faith. You will meet with many trials, but if you bear them patiently, they will refine and purify, ennoble and elevate you spiritually. Very great troubles are coming upon the world, and the powers of Satan are stirring with intensity, the powers from beneath, to work suffering, disaster, and ruin. His work is to create all the misery upon human beings that is possible. The earth is the scene of his action, but he is held in check. He can go no farther than the Lord permits. Oh, how gracious is our Lord! I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Isaiah 49:16. I will not leave you comfortless. John 14:18. The Holy Spirit is to be given for the asking. Only think of it. He is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him than parents are to give good gifts unto their children. Then let us rejoice. Let us be glad. Let us not look at the hellish work of the powers of darkness until hope and courage shall fail. Jesus lives, and we must let our faith pierce the blackness and rest in the light, rejoice in the light of the Son of Righteousness. Jesus lives to make intercession for us. While the blackness and darkness are closing about the world, our lives are only secure as they are hid with Christ in God. Precious Savior, in Him alone are our hopes of eternal life to be centered. We will then talk faith, talk hope, talk courage, and diffuse light on every side. Ye are, saith Christ, the light of the world, a city set on an hill. Let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. Faith must pierce the darkest cloud. Simple, earnest trust in God will glorify His name, and in that trust you may be all light in the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise Him, and glorify God for His matchless love.